What's in a name? If the name is as familiar as Starbucks, plenty. That's what Texas bar owner Rex Bell discovered earlier this year when he got a trademark for his new creation, Starbuck Beer. That's Starbuck. Lawyers for the Starbucks Corporation in Seattle say the name Starbuck infringes on their trademark coffee. Starbucks has already asked Mr. Bell to abandon the name and say they're prepared to take legal steps to resolve the matter. But Mr. Bell is not backing down. He says that the name of his beer has nothing to do with the popular coffee company. He is in Galveston, Texas. Mr. Bell, welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Let me ask you how you came up with the name Starbuck.
Well, I have a little music venue here in Galveston, and I prided myself, 8 years now, I prided myself in serving only Texas beers. And there's a famous Texas beer called Lone Star, and another famous Texas beer called Shiner Bock. So one night someone said, give me a Lone Star, and they said, no, make it a Shiner Bock. And I said, well, I'll give you a Starbuck. And it was kind of funny, and everybody laughed, and the rest of that evening, people kept ordering a Starbuck, and I thought it was a interesting name. I thought about it for a couple of weeks, really. I thought, well, sure, somebody owns this name. And so I went to the United States Patent and Trademark Office and did a search. Here, you can do that.
Uh-huh.
And no one owned it, so I bought it.
So first you got the name, then you needed a beer. So where'd you get that?
Well, I started calling around different breweries, and I got some prices, and I got some quotes, and I found some recipes, and I did some research, and I found a person who's a brewer, and we came the recipe, and he started making it for me.
Well, now, in a statement that the Starbucks company faxed to us, a spokesman says the company is formally opposed to the Starbuck trademark, even where it may seem playful, the statement reads. This type of misappropriation of our name and reputation is both derivative and dilutive of our trademark rights.
Well, they don't own everything that comes after Star. And they can't possibly think that.
So do you think you have a chance of winning a legal battle against a big company like that?
Well, I certainly do. They're saying I'm causing confusion in the marketplace. Well, you know, nobody thinks of beer when they hear the name Starbucks. And if you need a beer in the morning, that's not my fault.
How long do you think it's going to take to resolve this? Another month?
You know, I don't know. I've never been sued, or I'm just a businessman trying to make a buck.
Rex Bell is the creator of a beer he'd like to call Starbuck Beer. He joined us from his home in Galveston. Mr. Bell, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.